This is the Culture Vulture on High FM, exploring culture, the arts and entertainment.
Christine Hardy, life alignment coach, specialist, teacher and energy practitioner, and somebody who I heard on TV recently. Let me welcome her to High FM. Christine, welcome to High FM.
Thank you so much. What a great pleasure to be here.
It's such a pleasure to have you. And you know, I must just tell you, I was listening to your interview on the TV channel not long ago. It was about a week or so ago, where I knew that I definitely had to have you on my show because your story touched me deeply, not only in the light of the fact that I too have lost my husband, mine very suddenly, and yours also, I have no doubt, unexpectedly through Corona. But would you just share with us just very briefly, because I really do want to go into what you do in the life alignment process. What actually did happen? Was your husband, did he have aspects of health that brought him to COVID? Was it totally unexpected?
Yeah, well, yes, I think like a lot of people, everyone has their different ways of responding. And as we know, if there are already underlying health issues, it doesn't help. So my husband did have some underlying health issues, some controlled sugar diabetes. He did travel to Tanzania, but he went to Tanzania in December, COVID-free, and came back COVID-free. He passed away in January. So they said it was COVID-related, and we do know that COVID does give blood clots, and he did die of a blood clot. During COVID, he was doing incredibly well, so it was a shock because he had taken medication, and he was doing incredibly well on the medication. He had no temperature, no problem with his breathing. He was relaxing and doing everything he should do for his body to heal. But the blood clot went into the cerebellum, and I did notice some confusion. So he went to hospital for tests, and 6 days later he passed whilst under a stable condition.
When you actually anticipate that he's going to recover and then you hear that he is no longer, it must have been such a harsh, difficult thing. Christine, when I want to ask you in that, you are so embroiled in the actual process of life through the alignment that you do and the healing, because you are ultimately a healer. Did your experience and your practitioning have in any way, did it help you in your grief?
Well, seeing as that's a difficult question to answer right now, I know it is going to help me immensely in my grief because I've got skills and tools to use to help me on the way. But because we all grieve differently, and for me, it's the first time I'm losing someone who I've been, has spent 22 years with, and it day in and day out, apart from when he was traveling, he never missed a day without calling me. So although I've lost a brother before, it's very different from losing a husband or I'm sure losing a child. And the grieving process is different for everyone. So because it's still pretty young, so to speak, he passed away January the 18th. When I did that TV interview, it was only 6 short weeks after he'd passed, and I was still in coping mechanism to just deal with things that I had to deal with, the red tape. And the emotions, I think, kind of just only popped up every now and then. But I had a lot of support from people. So when you are in a healer, you need to be healed as well, if this makes sense. So I could draw upon, I didn't have to draw upon my own resources at that stage, because my healing is taught by an international group of people around the world. So we have a formal training, and I'm a teacher of what I do, but there are many other teachers and many other practitioners around the world that do the same healing modalities. So there were many who offered to support me during this time, doing remote healings, which is distant healing. There were prayers going, you know, from people's hearts, just sending out beautiful, loving messages of support. And so in that sense, I didn't need to heal myself during my own grieving. And I think that I'm healing myself and starting to heal myself now in different ways, not necessarily just drawing on my resources, but of course I've got them there when I need them, which is great.
And it's so wonderful because I know that you went away this weekend and you did something which people actually advocate. You did a hike, you went away in the fresh air, you went with the whole group of women, and it was absolutely in its own form of healing because it spoke to you. And I believe that I've been told too, that for me, I should take up yoga. I've been told by a number of people who've been in a situation of loss, and particularly loss of a husband, that yoga has been incredibly beneficial to them. So it's an interesting thing because I normally find it very difficult because of the stretching and I'm not very supple. I prefer dancing and more cardio stuff, but they have said go to a good teacher and the good teacher will go with your own ability. So I'm really considering doing that. But after the ad, which we're going into now, I want to ask you what brought you to this particular study, this wonderful life alignment study, where you actually did study under a health and a healing specialist. And I wanted to know this, Jeff Levine, what brought you there and made you realize that that was your life's purpose? So that will be what I'm going to ask you to answer after the ad.
This is the Culture Vulture on High FM, exploring culture, the arts, and entertainment.
And welcome back to the Culture Vulture. And for those who have just tuned in, I'm speaking with a life alignment teacher and a woman who is a specialist over 20 years of practicing in this field of healing. And Christine Hardy has just been asked the question about how she got involved in such a modality of healing. And it is always interesting to find out where people actually end up and then find that they are actually traveling on their life purpose. Christine, how did you get involved and why?
Roz, I don't know how long I've got to talk, but I could talk about this for a long time. So I'm going to try to get to the heart of this. So we don't just arrive somewhere, it's a journey. So my journey has always been showing an interest in philosophy, psychology. I've never studied it, but I've always wanted to work on myself. And maybe that's because on the outside, I look like a confident person. I have won beauty competitions in the past and all those kind of superficial things, which kind of make you feel a little bit better as you go along. But I was in a children's home for a short while as a child when my parents got divorced. And I think that was the beginning of my lack of confidence. I didn't have a confident mother to boost my morale. She was the opposite. She would say, don't tell Christine she looks beautiful because I don't want her to get big-headed. So that's just a little bit about my background and how I was brought up. So I had to work very hard at my self-confidence. So I did a lot of workshops. And then I became a lifeline, helper, which is a voluntary thing on, you know, telephone counseling. I enjoyed that immensely, but I was still quite young and had two young children, and that wasn't the end of my journey. One of the workshops I went on really transformed me incredibly. It was a very spiritual program I went on, and we were deep in meditation. Now, what I'm about to tell you and the listeners, I have never made public before. So I'm telling you something and sharing something from my heart, which I have been judged on before. And so I feel I'm being brave sharing this story. But I think because of my weekend away, being with a lot of very Christian people, is making me feel kind of in a safe space to share this story. So meditation is very important, but you know, something like a discipline, stop, start is sometimes hard to keep a meditation going for any long period of time unless you're totally dedicated. But I was at that point where we were taken as a group into a meditation, and a column of light filled me with such love, I didn't know what to do with it. So I thought, well, what is going on here? Why do I feel like I've just fallen in love when there's nothing tangible to fall in love with? It didn't make sense to me. So I thought it was God telling me that I need to go to church. And let me just get one thing quite clear here. I do believe in God, but I'm not religious. I'm more follow spiritual things, which is more, I feel an interconnectedness with everything, if that puts it in a nutshell. So I started going from one church to another, and I didn't feel I fitted. It didn't make sense to me. And then I just thought, just let go. Just let go, because one day God is going to show you your path. So this is it. This was my path that is now 18 years ago. And I have found my passion. My passion, and I couldn't do this unless I was filled with God's love in the first place. I didn't have it enough for myself. And God is still teaching me to love myself. And so that weekend, I had a way now hiking with these lovely ladies. I'm getting emotional now.
I love that honestly. I absolutely love it, Christine.
Thank you. And I'm just like getting emotional because it is so overwhelming. And I'm just so passionate about what I do. And it's just, you know, really a gift that I've been given, but also trained by a doctor of natural medicine, which you mentioned, Dr. Jeff Levine. So it's a discipline as well. And it is just really just helps so many people. And when people come back and tell me how it's helped them, sometimes not immediately, maybe it might be some years later, it really fills my heart. And I'm doing God's work.
Well, I absolutely love the way you answer, Christine, because first of all, I must tell you, I am of the Jewish denomination, and it just is a connection to God in any way. I don't care which way we connect, as long as we connect to God, who is the omnipotent high force that controls everything. And if it hadn't been for my belief, and we call it an emunah, a faith, that something bigger and greater and outside of me was going to give me at least my compassion, and would give me, without people, but just a sense of belief that things happen, and even though I cannot understand them and I will rattle against them and fight against them, I'll come back to the sense of belief that there's something far bigger than me. And I've had that situation happen twice in my life, once just prior to a fire that we had where my home burned down, and of course now in the situation of losing my husband in such a tragic manner. But I can say to you that I feel for you, and I can understand your tears, because when a person is a healer and they are in such touch with other humanity, they are in so much collusion with the souls of humanity, that you are touched in a way like that. And obviously your weekend brought you very close to that. And I can imagine you being the most remarkable healer. And I would love to be actually privy to what you do. So I'm going to ask you, in so doing, if I was to connect with you or any of my listeners, how would we connect with you, one? And two, if it was online, what kind of principles would you apply? Because I did in my introduction to you mention that you do also, you get rid of self-sabotaging beliefs in people, and you take fears away. And there are so many things that do thwart human beings from attaining their full potential. So what sort of things would you do if I came in and said, Christine, I'm online. I'd like you to help me with my self-sabotaging. Every time I see I have potential for success, I find a way out of it. What would you do for me?
Okay, again, it is a energy psychology that takes place. So it's not like your typical psychologist where you go to a psychologist and they draw out of you, you know, your background and where you're at now, and then ask you certain questions, which obviously is for your self-reflection. I work very differently. I work with the wisdom of your body. So it's like whether you are with me present or far away, remember that we are energy beings. Like God is an energy being. We are all connected and interconnected. So that's why distance doesn't make any difference. So what I'm doing is I am trained to tap into your higher self with permission via a biofeedback response from your body, which if you were in person, it would be muscle testing, but remotely is done slightly differently, but you still get permission from the higher self to work for the highest good for that person. So if you were wanting to work with something specific, like you've set the intention for self-sabotage patterns, for example, with that individual, I would go back to the root cause, and I would identify what that root cause is via this biofeedback, and via tapping into the energy field to find out where do I need to go for that root cause. Now, any root cause, whether it's emotional, mental, physical, or spiritual, is going to have a rippling effect on every other area of your life. And it has a domino effect, which helps us and stops us, rather, or helps us, depend on which way we look at life. But we're talking about stumbling blocks here. So those create the blockages and the patterns that stop us from moving forward. They are sometimes unconscious, sometimes subconscious. So we know we're doing it, and sometimes we even do it consciously. So that is terrible, because one would think, why would you self-sabotage consciously? But we do. We know we're doing it. It's like a form of self-punishment. So how do you break those patterns? Well, they don't get broken necessarily in one session. It might take several sessions, and it all depends on the individual. How do they process the information that's coming to them? How long does it take them to download and accept? Because sometimes it's so scary. This is hard work. It's not easy. Coming to someone for this kind of therapy is not easy work. It's hard work. I'm not waving a magic wand over you, or sometimes I do, but you have to do the introspection. I'm just bringing it to your attention, and I will guide you where you need to go to look, but you've got to do the homework, because without you doing the work, you're not going to make the progress, and some people aren't ready for that. So when you are ready for it, then you seek this type of help instead of going mainstream, which is much quicker, much faster, because it goes like a laser just exactly where you're needing to go.
So you're saying this is a slower process. This is a slower process. It's obviously a very deep reaching process, but it's a slower process.
Not necessarily slower, because like I said, Roz, it just actually depends on the individual. How much work have they done on themselves before they reach the point of seeking something more complementary but not mainstream, like energy healing? How open are they to it? How open are they to working on themselves and not procrastinate? Because if you are a self-sabotager, you're likely to be a procrastinator as well. So it's all up to the individual. You can't say it's going to take you one session, three sessions, five sessions. But what I do recommend is, if you're on a journey of self-discovery, it's actually a lifetime. I'm 64 next month, and I have been doing this work since I was in my early 30s. It's a journey. It's not a quick fix. If you want a quick fix, go to the doctor and get yourself sedated. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So
we are reaching now almost the time for wrapping up, and I don't want to let our listeners not have access to you. Please, will you call out how they can connect with you so that they could write it down if they've now developed an interest in this, and that they could write it and make contact?
Yeah. Absolutely. So I have my own website, which is www.christine, spelled C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, and my surname Hardy, or one word, H-A-R-D-Y, then lifealignment.co.za. So that is my website, and I also am on Facebook. So if you Google just my name, if you can't remember all of that, Christine Hardy Healer, you will find me.
That's so wonderful. You know, I'm picking up in your voice, Christine, that there's such a gentility inside you. I can feel it. You know, I'm also very much into the human being, and I can pick through the energies of voice, sight, so many things, and I'm hearing what a wonderful soul you are. On that note, and in order to actually bring us to conclusion, I would love to just ask you, who is the person in this world today that you admire the most? It could be a very famous person. It could be somebody under the radar. Any one particular human being that you really do admire?
I have to say it's my sister.
Oh, that's so special. That's
yes.
Too wonderful.
Yes.
I hope she's listening. I hope she's listening.
She might not be listening now, but she will listen. So, yes, we are a rock for each other, and we all need a rock. And she's my rock, and I'm her rock. So we are there for each other, and we are helping each other through some difficult times right now. So for any of the listeners out there, just my advice to you is find your solid rock and be there for each other, because that's what is important and going to see you through tragedy and, you know, that at the end of the day.